This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Serbian pro-government media is reporting prosecutors filed charges Friday against nearly three dozen people, including members of a notorious soccer fan group, accusing them of murder, torture, kidnapping, and drug trafficking. Most of the group of 31 were arrested in February. Since then, Serbia's populist leaders and media that support them have been publishing photos and footage of their alleged crimes. The suspects deny committing the crimes, and some of them say they've met and served the interests of Serbia's president and other government officials. The president and others deny those accusations, claiming they are being orchestrated by Serbia's opposition parties in order to trigger public unrest and take power by force. More than a dozen prominent figures from the country's soccer supporters groups have been murdered in recent years. Most have perished in gangland-style killings. New York theater operators announced Friday COVID-19 vaccinations and masks will be required for all Broadway audience members when theaters reopen in the coming weeks. They say audience members will have to wear face coverings and show proof they are fully vaccinated when they enter the theaters. There will be exceptions to the vaccine rule for children under 12 who are not yet eligible for any of the approved shots, and also exceptions for people with a medical condition or religious belief that prevents vaccination, the theater operator said. Those individuals will need to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test. Vaccinations will also be required for all performers, crew members, and theater employers, according to the Broadway League. Currently, there's one show operating on Broadway with another set to start soon. The rest are scheduled for September and October. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Coronavirus case numbers increased more than 15% across Britain in the most recent week measured, according to a weekly infection survey released Friday after the government relaxed virus curbs. The figures contrast with the health ministry's daily testing data, which registered dramatically declining cases during much of last week. It recorded new daily cases dropping in half, a surprise to officials and experts who had predicted the July 19th removal of remaining pandemic rules would prompt a surge in infections. However, the latest survey by the Office of National Statistics, which is seen as more reliable, suggests cases may not have fallen and that daily testing failed to detect many new infections. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has argued that a successful vaccination campaign, which has seen 71% of adults fully jabbed, allowed for the full relaxation of curbs in Britain. The move attracted widespread criticism, with fears the National Health Service could again come under severe strain from rising caseloads, even if far fewer people are now dying of COVID. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has described the Delta variant of the coronavirus as being as transmissible as chickenpox and cautioned it could cause severe disease, according to U.S. media reports, citing an internal CDC document. A report from the agency shows the variant is also more likely to break through protections afforded by the vaccines, but such incidents are very rare. It also says Delta is highly contagious, likely more severe than other variants, and breakthrough infections may be as transmissible as unvaccinated cases. Still, the CDC's figures show that vaccines are highly effective in preventing serious illness, hospitalization, and death. And Australian police said on Friday, soldiers will help to enforce coronavirus isolation orders in the hard-hit city of Sydney, with resentment in some communities over new curbs to stem the highly contagious Delta variant. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is holding out hope of better times with a four-stage plan back to freedom, but said 80% of adults will need to be vaccinated before borders can begin to reopen. Sydney's 5 million people are under a strict stay-at-home order because of a worrying surge of nearly 3,000 infections since the middle of June. Authorities have said this week outlined tighter restrictions for some of the worst affected suburbs, including mandatory testing and mask wearing outdoors. New South Wales Police Commissioner says beginning Monday, hundreds of unarmed army personnel will help police go door to door to ensure people who have tested positive are isolating. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.